From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. New York Times bestselling author Carly Fortune is back with her latest summer beach read. Her debut novel, Every Summer After, climbed the New York Times bestseller list for more than 13 weeks. And it was also named one of the hottest reads of summer 2022. Well, we're lucky enough to have Carly join us today to talk more about her new novel, Meet Me at the Lake. Carly, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, so first, can we talk a little bit about your first novel, Every Summer After? As I mentioned, I mean, this really skyrocketed. I mean, hitting the New York Times bestseller list. What was that kind of success like for you?
It was surreal. And honestly, a year later, it still is surreal. I wrote that book as kind of a personal passion project. And when I set out, I had no intention to publish it. And so to have this personal kind of creative project become such a huge success and find such a large audience was so shocking. And it happened very quickly. My publishing journey was very fast. So it's taken a while to get my head around, honestly.
Okay. So then what's it like, you know, you have this success, right? And it just happens like this. Do you all of a sudden feel pressure then not just to write another novel, but, you know, there's got to be this idea that, well, if she did it once, she can do it again.
Yeah, there is that kind of pressure. I was fortunate in that I had submitted the first two drafts of Meet Me at the Lake before Every Summer After came out. So, and that at that point, I had felt enough pressure as it was because I had a publishing team and I didn't want to disappoint them. But I was really glad that, you know, it was the encouragement of my editor and my agent to say, you know, get your second book well in hand before the first comes out, before you have that, whatever the response is, you won't have that in your mind while you're writing. Mm. So I was lucky that I followed their advice and had the book pretty far ahead. But it's very scary to follow a book that has such passionate fans. I did worry about disappointing them for sure.
Mm. Well, I have not finished your new book, Meet Me at the Lake, but I am in the middle of it. So I love it. So let's talk about it. Give us the synopsis of this new book.
Sure. So it is kind of an epic love story about Will and Fern, who meet when they're in their early 20s. They have just graduated from school. So they're, you know, at that point in their lives where their new adult future is kind of laying before them. And they have this chance encounter. They're strangers. They have this encounter that brings them together. And they end up spending a full day together exploring the city. And they have this great connection. They tell each other their secrets. They talk about their plans for the future, what they want their lives to look like. And they end up making a pact to meet in a year's time at the resort where Fern grew up. And Fern shows up that day, but Will doesn't. And then cut forward into the future, it's 10 years later, and Fern is back home working at that resort following the death of her mother. It's like the last thing she wants to do. The place is struggling. Her ex-boyfriend's a manager. And then Will shows up one day with a very surprising offer to help. And he is a very different person, seemingly, from the guy she knew just that day, 10 years ago. And she kind of has to decide whether she's going to trust him or not. And it's a book, you know, it's a romance. There's a happy ending. It also deals with mother-daughter relationships and picking yourself up after grief and what it feels like when you find yourself on a path that you never intended to go down.
Yeah. And I have to say, how you write about grief and what Fern is going through, because her mom, and I'm not giving anything away in the book because it's in the beginning of the book.
Yeah. It's the premise for sure.
Yeah. Is that, you know, her mom dies suddenly and this resort was, you know, it's been in her family for generations. Right. And it was such a passion of her mom's and she's frankly, she's, not only is she grieving, but she's also mad at her mom because she's like, "What? You really? You had to leave me this mess?"
Exactly.
And you know why? So it's. I felt like, you know, I had a difficult relationship with my. I was not difficult, a complex relationship with my own mom, and I think that that push and pull, it does last even beyond the grave sometimes. And was it important for you to kind of write about that relationship?
Yeah, for sure. It was actually the mother-daughter relationship that first came to me with this book. Mm. The resort came first. I knew I wanted to set the book at this resort. And then I wanted to tell this mother-daughter story because, and you know, I grew up in a small town in Ontario, Barry's Bay, where my first book, Every Summer After, is set. And my parents ran a restaurant and an inn. And hospitality is such an immersive, all-encompassing business. And it kind of can swallow up your whole life. And I have so much respect for how hard my parents worked. But at the same time, there was a bit of resentment for how much they were working. And I feel like I wanted Fern and her mom's relationship to be a very loving one, but also complicated. And I, you know, there's a series of diary entries that Fern's mom, Maggie, has written in the summer of 1990. And it was something that came to me early with this book, that Fern was going to read her mom's diary, and it would seem to tell of her mom's own summer romance, but really it would be about her mom's love for her daughter, for Fern. Mm. And that's something that Fern is kind of realizing as an adult, as she gets older, as she forms her own career, is that the way that she saw their relationship maybe wasn't exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And then you also set the book, it's got really two timelines, because as you mentioned, Fern and Will meet like 10 years prior. And was that something that, as you were ruminating on this, like, okay, I want to write two timelines, because even though they're the same characters, right? They're the two same people. You're not the same person you were 10 years prior. So in a way, it's almost like, did it feel like you were writing four characters instead of two?
It really does feel, I love writing a now and then timeline. I did that with Every Summer After as well. I find that it allows me to get the characters more deeply, because, and I love seeing how people change across time and relationships and friendships, and how we have so many different versions of our friendships. Or I'm married, and my husband and I have been together since we were in our early 20s, and I feel like we have had so many marriages within our within our marriage. And I love looking at the ways that we grow and evolve and shift. And I also find that a now and then timeline is a bit of a cheat, because it's like writing two short books instead of one long book. And I love playing with time, so that was part of it too.
Yeah. Well, okay. And I have to say, I really have so far liked Fern's ex-boyfriend, Jamie, so he's managing the resort. And I'm thinking back to, like, you know, who I dated, like, you know, in my late teens, early 20s. I'm like, the last thing I would want is to have to come back and then have them in my life, you know?
Totally.
but I really like his character. And I mean, again, was that kind of part of this whole idea of this timeline and of, you know, why Fern even left the resort, right? She wanted to go to college in Toronto. It was, and I grew up in a small town, and I remember just being like, I got to get out of here. Like,
oh,
I
yeah, cannot, me too.
Right? Like, I cannot stay in this small town. Like, it's suffocating. And you really feel that in Fern. And in a way, it was almost like, well, she, even in order to leave, she had to leave behind even the people that she was so connected to, like Jamie.
Yeah. Yeah. I see the book as having, you know, there's a central romance, but I see the book as having several different love stories. And Jamie and Fern's love story is a breakup story. And he's not a villain in the book at all.
Yeah.
But I wanted to show, you know, I think they had a really healthy relationship, but it just wasn't right. It wasn't a forever relationship. And I think the way they kind of find their way back together as colleagues and friends as adults is really strong. And it made me feel very happy, this idea that they could be friends again. And Jamie's role in the book kept evolving and growing with every draft. So he, you know, when I, my first draft, he wasn't even an ex of Fern's. But he just, I just loved him so much that he grew and grew. Yeah.
I like him a lot. And you know, and in a way I feel like, you know, he has a love for the resort similar to like Fern's mom did. And really wants to see it succeed. I really liked his character, which normally when there's an ex in, especially in like a beach read, they're not like Jamie.
No. Yeah. And Fern does have a more recent ex who is quite terrible, but he doesn't get a lot of airtime.
Well, good. What are you hoping people take away from this newest book?
Well, I think with each book that I work on, I really want to give people an escape. I think that's my primary job. And, you know, you pick up a book and you feel like you are transported to where the characters are, that you're spending this like cinematic day in Toronto with Will and Fern when they're in their early 20s, and you're at the lake, at the resort, in the cabins when they're in their early 30s. I want you to feel like you're there, that you get this kind of wonderful break from your own life. And whether you're reading it on the beach or not, I want you to feel like you're kind of by the water. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, my books deal with tough stuff, but ultimately I want people to leave them feeling like they have full hearts, that they feel like, optimistic about human beings and our ability to love really strongly.
Well, I have to say, I make no qualms about the fact that I love a good beach read. I love it because it's exactly what you said. Like, life is stressful, right? We have a lot going on. And I love when a book can just take me away. And I have to say that this is what this book has been doing for me. And so I just thank you so much.
Well, I'm so delighted to hear that. Thank you for saying so.
Absolutely. We have been having the fortune and pleasure of talking with New York Times bestselling author Carly Fortune about her new book, Meet Me at the Lake. It is out now. Grab a copy for yourself. Carly, thank you so much for the conversation.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.